Oh, my mascara!
You better walk into one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an all dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
I played the other night a Words with Friend night with Kathy Bacon, and actually even got onto Skype with her. And as wacky as she sounds, Big Fatty online, she's just the most wonderful, sweet, wonderful person. And she wanted me to do a playlist or sound narrating, with me narrating the songs. And I'm going to do that. But this will be my thank you. I'm thankful for you and any of you that have touched my life, been a part of my life.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's just the most wonderful, sweet, wonderful person. And
yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1262. The BFO for Wednesday the 28th of November 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, y'all, we have got voice letters, and y'all, I've got several things in the e-letter box. Yes, McFetty? Hello, elves! Big Fatty, it's Kremit time, of course, the elves! Hi, everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are elves today because, y'all, when I came back from Atlanta, I went by the P.O. Box! And I, y'all, in there, y'all, there's a stack of Kremit cards that I'm gonna start reading on tomorrow's little show. But yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, there's something here that does not appear to be a Kremit card. So y'all, let's take a look at it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see, Mac Mussy. Y'all, I spoke on the cellular telephonic device last night to the turnip head. By the way, y'all, if you met his good friend Dave from up there in the Canadian Mexico, y'all, the turnip head's got naked pictures of Dave over at his blob. So y'all go on over there and take a look at it. Yes, Big Fatty, on our way now. We'll just turn this little show off. No, don't do that. But y'all, the turnip head wanted to make sure that I'd receive this. And y'all, it is coming. In a brown, it's a brown paper package. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, let's just see what all's in here. Y'all, there's several things in here. Y'all, he told me about one thing that he found at the store. And y'all, I'm not going to tell you about this because y'all, I'm going to save this little surprise for someone special. But in here, y'all, there's some, he's been to the card store. Y'all, he sent me the receipts. Can you hear that? Y'all, these are Mexican receipts. He went to the card store. And y'all, he got a transaction discount. Y'all, it's like a coupon. Got $8.85 off. Y'all, that is lovely on cards. You just don't find that kind of thing. And y'all, then he went and got some sort of oral devices. Big Fatty, those are toothbrushes. And y'all, they were on sale, and y'all, he saved $16 on his toothbrushes. So y'all, if you'd like to send me your can you hear that? Your coupons, I'll be more than happy to read your coupons on the air too. Why not? You know, whatever. And y'all, then there's a card here, and it's addressed to Poodle. Big Freddy, let me open it. Okay, Poodle, will you open it? It's open to, it's addressed to me and to Poodle. I don't know if this is a Chroma card or not. If it is, we'll just wait to open it. Oh, it is a Chroma card, so we'll just, yes, Big Freddy, we'll wait and open that later. So, y'all, I'm so glad that I opened that up and then didn't tell you what was in there. Big Freddy, we've come to expect it from you. So, but y'all, no, I've got to tell you this. Y'all, this card, and the turnip head got one of these for his friend Dave. It says, y'all, there's some sort of little vomit. Not vomit, but vomit. on the front of it, and it says this is kind of like a little puppet or something. Big Freddy, don't talk about puppets. Oh, y'all, that is broccoli and cheddar cheese sauce with some turkey. Y'all, on the front it says, somebody mentioned that this is the anniversary of when you popped out of a vagina or something. Big Freddy, it's vulgar. And it says, good for you. But y'all, I'm telling you, someone at American Greetings, y'all, it's interesting that they have American Greetings up there at the Mexican card store. anyway, somebody's listening to the BFO, y'all. No, because you know that, Jesus. Somebody told me you fell out of a big old vagina. Y'all, that's not one of those things that comes to mind. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, it's just not Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I was out on vacation last week, and I'm catching up on all your old little shows, and I heard the one where you said that Miss Vader actually drove you someplace this time around instead of you always driving him everywhere. But I do have one question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a
your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question, as you heard, comes to us today from the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, that is Bill in St. Louis. Bill?
After you take Larry someplace, do you have to take the next day off? Just saying. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Swanee Bill in St. Louis has got old Vader figured out. But, Bill, this is an excellent question. The answer is no. No. And, however, Bill, Vader did do the driving all the way up to the Northern Coal Mine, Auxiliary Coal Mine, and then all the way back. So, y'all, this was not just a little quick trip to the Aeropuerto, which, as we all know, is Mexican for Aeropuerto. But anyway, it was like 16 hours worth of driving, and Bill, to basically just answer your question straightforward and to the point. Big Freddy, you never answered a question straightforward and to the point. Why start now? We got back to Charleston after he did 16 hours of driving, and he had to immediately go down to Disney World and spend 2 weeks down there to recuperate from being stuck in the automobile with Big Freddy. Big Freddy, I can't say that I blame him at all. No, I just can't blame him at all. No.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Kathy. Bacon. So anyway, I'm on my way to the doctor because I got a bellyache that won't go away. So I'm going to the doctor, and I'm sure he's going to want to look at my belly. Okay, if your Cheerios haven't come up yet, they will. So anyway, I'm doing No Shave November. Wouldn't you know it? I'm doing No Shave November, and now I have to go to the doctor. But you know what? I did not shave my legs, and I hope he doesn't have to go there.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, you heard that Timmy Sims at the beginning of today's little show talking about Miss Bacon and how she just sounds batshit crazy. And y'all, it's true, and this is a perfect example. Y'all, why would the doctor have to look at your legs to see if you had a bellyache? Y'all, I don't understand. Unless it's some sort of some sort of bizarre doctor. But y'all, in Kathy Bacon fashion, y'all, she called back. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Fatty, just wanted to let you know that I'm going to live, and also wanted to let you know that I got the coolest doctor in town. He likes girls with hairy legs, and don't play the rest of this on the show, please.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I swanny, you know, y'all, if I hadn't told you what I'm about to tell you, y'all, you'd swear it was a full moon. But y'all, it's a full moon today, so y'all, the batshit crazy is out. But anyway, y'all, we're delighted to hear Miss Bacon is doing just fine. And, y'all, it just goes to show you that you should check with your physician to see what they think is a necessary procedure. Obviously, if you have a tummy ache and you go to Miss Bacon's physician, you're going to get your legs checked. Beef, Fatty, how about that middle beef, Fatty?
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim. And you are correct. I was yelling at the little show about tribal council because you said it, and I was like, no, I forget what it is. And then I remembered. And then I started yelling and yelling and yelling. And then you finally remember. Yay. And also, speaking of the big run, the Janes and Jameses, the Chippendales, yes, I've met one of them twice, the dark-headed one, when I go to Vegas. So, yeah, he looks very good in underwear. I'm just telling you. But have a good trip in the Atlantas, and I guess I will see you the next time you're here for Crema. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is terminally single Tim. You know, he just had a celebration of exiting the birth canal along with the baby's arm this past Sunday. And Tim, thank you so much for the call. And that's lovely that you've met one of the Go-Go boys on the big run. And y'all, since we're talking about the quiz program right now, y'all, I'm gonna give you my prediction for the winner of the dancing. Now, y'all, that Timmy Sims asked me Monday night, Tuesday night, who I would like to see win. Y'all, I would like to see that Melissa Rycroft win. I think she's just done a great job, but I think it'll probably be that Shawn Johnson. But my hope is that it'll be the Melissa Rycroft, and I think Val and Kelly, they'll just come in third place and then just go over in the corner and suck face. Big Freddy, is that all they'll suck?
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Alan Roy. I love the three most recent shows with Farrah. Really, really entertaining, and not, I wouldn't say enlightening, but it's wonderful to hear the two of you play off.
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, Kyle, I think you're selling this big, Freddy, you can't even talk. Your cellular telephonic device cut off in the middle, so you're just going to have to call back and finish saying how much you enjoyed that little show. But y'all, since Kyle did decide to call, Kyle, you know, he is doing that No Shave Movember. And y'all, you know, I asked him to send a link because he's raising the duckies for it. And y'all, there's some pictures of Kyle And y'all, you can go over and make a donation. And y'all, you know, Kyle, he is always participating on all the different little shows. And y'all, go give the cutie patootie a little, give him a little coin, a little cock, if you will. B, Fanny, don't say cock. It sounds like something vulgar. But y'all, the link is us.movember.com. That's movember.com/mospace/488-1489. That's 488-1489. And y'all, I'll put a link for that in the show notes. But y'all, you can go over there, and if you click on it, it'll take you over, and y'all, it just loads up pictures of cutie patootie Kyle, and he is promoting men's health, it says. And I'm not sure how you donate or anything there, Kyle, but y'all, there's lots of pictures of Kyle over there. Oh, it says donate to me. Big Freddy, it's right there in your face. Just click on that, and you can make a little donation to Kyle. So, Kyle, thank you for calling, and please call again. Yes, Big Freddy. That is the end of the voice letters for today. But y'all, I got an e-letter after I recorded the two, I say, Tuesday little show from Gavin. You know, Gavin's the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, he says, oh, hey, Big Freddy, Kathy Bacon and I came up with a wonderful idea. We are playing 5 tickets on the Powerball, which is up to $425. No, I'm sorry, $425 million. Big Freddy, there's quite a difference between $425 and $425 million. If it hits, we will donate 1/2 of whatever we win to Pride 48. Please don't give out the numbers. It would not be cool to have someone play the same numbers. But y'all, they've sent me the ticket, and they've written Pride 48 on it. And the numbers are Big Freddy said don't read them. You want to go over there and y'all, cause the big Powerball, the 425, y'all, and it's a full moon. It's a full moon, cause, oh, you know, something batshit crazy. You know, it would just be like Gavin and old Bacon to come up with while Kyle was getting cut off, I went and had supper with Granny and Miss Porter. We had fried chicken. And so I'm a little gassy right now, but Gavin, I have got the numbers right here, and I'll be checking them, and if it comes up, y'all, I'm gonna hold him to it. And dear gassy. So there you go. And y'all, speaking of Kathy Bacon, y'all, she wrote me and said, would you please make this announcement on behalf of the listeners? Please update your Amazon wish list and add things that are $10, $15, $20 or affordable items. Y'all, I don't have any idea what that means. I thought she's talking about me, but y'all, I've got affordable items on my wish list over there. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty don't need nothing. So, you know, anyway, just send a card or a scratch off. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. And so anyway, y'all, I realized that the assistant sent me the name of Andrew Gomez having a celebration of exiting the birth canal.
That's the most wonderful, sweet, wonderful person.
Oh, I didn't know Andrew. I didn't know Timmy Sims knew him.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.